Hello, everyone. Welcome to this training. I am so glad you are here. I want to start with a belief that many of us carry, often so quietly that we don't question it and may not even have awareness around it. But this is a belief that you might have experienced. I have to earn my rest. Rest becomes something we get after we've done enough, after we've checked the boxes, after we've proven we've been productive. And even then, it can feel uncomfortable when we finally maybe feel like we have earned it. You sit down and your body might be physically still, but your mind isn't. There's an underlying sense of, shouldn't I be doing something right now? Did I actually do enough today? Could I have done more? So then even rest doesn't fully feel like rest. And this shows up in really small everyday moments. Moments that don't seem like a big deal, but they add up. I'll rest when I finish this one last thing. Just one more email. I'll relax after I get ahead. I should be doing more right now. And sometimes you do finish the thing, and then there's one more thing behind it, and then another. And the truth is, there's always one more thing. There is always another email. There is always another idea. There is always another responsibility. There's always another way you could be using your time. There's always something to fill in any gap that might make us question if we deserve to rest. So rest becomes something that keeps moving further away, not because you don't want it or really need it, but because you've been taught that it comes last. Over time, this creates a kind of exhaustion that's easy to miss. Not just physical burnout, but sometimes emotional exhaustion. It can feel like you're always carrying something around in the background and you never fully exhale. You might be present, but you're not fully there. And sometimes it shows up as resentment. Resentment towards your schedule, towards your responsibilities, even toward things that you chose and you love, because there hasn't been space to reset. And then there's this quieter feeling underneath it all, like you're slightly behind in your own life. Like no matter how much you do, it never quite feels like enough to catch up. And this is where the lunar cycle offers something really grounding. The moon doesn't stay full. It doesn't try to hold its brightest, most productive phase forever. It doesn't force itself to shine brightly every single night. It doesn't think, oh, well, this is when I'm at my best, so I need to maintain this forever. It naturally begins to wane. It softens. It releases light. It moves towards darkness. And that movement is never a failure. It's not a loss of progress. It's not something to resist. That is the cycle. The fullness only exists because it's allowed to release. And the renewal only happens because there was space for rest. So what if rest isn't something you earn? What if it is simply something that belongs? What if it's something that's actually scheduled? and part of your life. Not attached to worthiness or deserving. What if rest isn't something at the end of everything, but it's woven into everything? What if rest isn't the absence of progress, but a necessary part of progress? Because when you remove rest, what you're left with is not more productivity, it's depletion. It's forced energy. It's going through the motions without being connected to what you're doing. Rest does not interrupt the cycle. It allows the cycle to continue. The waning phase of the moon is where this really comes into practice. This is the phase where energy naturally starts to turn inward. This is where you might notice less motivation to push, less desire to be outward facing, more need for quiet space or reflection. And if you're used to measuring your worth by output, this phase can feel uncomfortable, like something is off, like you're falling behind. And what if nothing is wrong? Is it possible that in these moments, everything is aligned and there is nothing that's wrong? What if your energy isn't disappearing, it's just redirecting? This is the phase for slowing down, for reflection, for letting go, for closing the loops. This is not a backup plan for when you need it. This is an intentional part of your rhythm. This is where the integration happens. This is where clarity deepens. This is where you create space for what is next. Now, rest doesn't always look like stopping everything, because for most of us, that's not realistic. Rest can be subtle. It can look like saying no to something you technically could say yes to, but you know you don't have the desire or energy for it. It can look like closing your laptop earlier than usual, even though there is still more you could do. It's letting something be good enough instead of perfect. It's choosing a slower evening instead of filling all the space. It's taking a few minutes to be still without reaching for your phone and opening it up to distractions and putting aside stillness. These are small decisions, but they send a very different message to your body. They send a message that you are listening, you are allowing, you are honoring exactly where you are. And over time, those small moments can change your baseline. Over time, this becomes less about what you're doing and more about how you see yourself. You move from, I need to prove that I've done enough to deserve rest, to, I honor my energy as part of how I live. This is a great shift, moving from proving, pushing, deserving, to honoring and allowing. That shift doesn't have to be intense. It can be very subtle and still powerful. When your identity changes, your decisions follow. You don't have to convince yourself to rest. You don't have to justify it. You start to trust your own signals. You learn to trust your inner knowing. And that trust creates a completely different relationship with your life. There's less pressure less proving, more steadiness. So as you move through this cycle, especially as you enter the waning phase, I want you to gently ask yourself, what would it look like to support myself here? Not push, not fix, not override, but support. Because rest is not what sets you back. It is what allows everything else to keep working. It is what restores your energy. It is what reconnects you to yourself. That's what makes your effort sustainable. And the more you begin to trust that, the more natural it becomes to move through the full cycle without needing to force yourself through it. Rest is not a reward. It's part of the rhythm. Stay radiant, my friends, and remember that you are more than worthy and loved every day and in every phase.